you take your Bibles and turn with us to the book of Mark, the 9th chapter of the book of Mark. We also would like to welcome Brother Abel's daughter, Allison, to our services tonight. And in fact, Allison's going to be baptized tonight. And not only that, she's going to start in our school tomorrow. And so we're looking forward to that. We're excited about it. And Allison, I'm hunting you, honey, but I can't find you. But anyway, okay. We welcome her. Okay. Amen. God bless you. All right, Mark, the 9th chapter of Mark, please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. We're going to start reading at verse number 14. When he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." And he answered him and saith, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me." And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came unto him?" And he said, "Of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Let us pray. Father, again today, I want to thank you again for the word of God. I thank you for what you've done today. Thank you, Lord, for just this wonderful day, something that we call Easter. Lord, recognizing and just celebrating, Lord, the resurrection of your wonderful Son. Thank you so much for this precious day. It's been good to hear the singing, the songs, Lord, of the faith. It's been good to hear people pray. Lord, we've given, we've done the things we believe you want us to do. And now, Lord, once again, for these services, this preacher needs your power. I just need you tonight, Lord, and I ask you to honor yourself through the preaching of the Word of God. The Lord, that you'd be honored always, and you'd be lifted up. Teach us about believing tonight, Lord, and I just ask you to do that, that you might help us to simply just believe, trust you, believe you. And once again, we place this time in your hands, asking, Lord, that you have your will and way, that you'll be honored. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You may be seated. I've titled the message tonight, "To Him That Believeth." We find in verse number 23 that Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." I believe something. I believe a victorious Christian life comes when we really understand that what we've got to do to live the Christian life is just to believe God. It's just to believe him, just to trust him. And that goes deep. Sometimes we kind of want to do it our way. Sometimes we find hard, I think, to believe what God says, to really believe it in our hearts. I know we say we believe it, we believe the word, and I think we really do, but sometimes it's hard to apply all of it. And when we just believe what God says, one man said this, he said that God moves in us to do his bidding over the bridge of faith. You think about that, that's true. God's looking for faith. And what God's wanting to do, he's wanting to do for us and through us by faith. Jesus has a lot to say about faith. I'm just going to read you a few verses. I want you to just listen. We won't turn to them, but in Matthew 17, chapter 20, verse, he said, "Verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed," he said, "nothing shall be impossible unto you." That's quite a statement. Faith as the grain of a mustard seed. Don't take much faith to get the job done. He said in Mark 11, "I say unto you, what things soever you desire When you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Believe. Just believe. It says in Matthew, the 21st chapter, 22nd verse, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Believing. Just believing God. Matthew 9, he said to the 29th verse, he said to the blind man, according to your faith be it unto you. According unto your faith. God's looking for faith. I don't know if you've ever thought about it or not, but do you ever think of the difference in Christians that you've met in your lifetime? And what sets some apart from others? Do you ever think about that? I mean, here we are. I don't know if everybody in here is saved or not. I don't know that for sure, but I'd say most folk are saved in here. Claim Christ as their Savior. What sets aside someone who seems to just be different? It's just living a different kind of life for God. If you look at it, it all revolves around faith. A person who's walking in faith. I believe faith makes a difference. I believe that a person who believes God is just noticed in their life. I mean, I look at the New Testament, I look at Paul, I look at Peter, and I look at some of these. What set them aside? Because they believe God. They just believe God. They just trusted God. Oh, I know Peter had his problems, and folks, he got them things taken care of. He become a great man of God. God greatly used of God. And what was it? Well, he just believed God. Paul, great man of God. Why? Because he just believed God. You go down through the faith chapter in the book of Hebrews, and you read all about those people that are mentioned there. And what is it? They just believed God. They just believed God. There was great exploits done by many of them. Why? Because they just believed God. And I guess I want you to be a people who just believe God. I just want you to believe that God can do anything that you need done. And according to His Word, we don't ask Him to do things contrary to His Word. But I believe according to His Word, I believe God will just honor and do for you as well as He did for Paul and Peter and anybody else. Because it's His Word. If you look at that, I call it kind of the gallery of faith back in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. You read it, and I wondered sometimes, and I know God's not going to do this, but I wonder sometimes. I think about things. I think about if God would write a new gallery of faith, who would be in it? I know we can't answer that. I mean, I don't see how we can answer that. But would there be anybody in it from the United States of America? Would there be anybody in it from Indiana? Would there be anybody in it from Greene County, Clay County, Sullivan County? Would there be anybody listed in that gallery of faith that God would think that they had the kind of faith that He could pin them down as people who just believe God? Would there be anybody from Blessed Hope Baptist Church? Did you ever think about that? That God would just pin down and say, this person was a man or a lady of faith. They just believe me. You know, you think about those things. And I don't know, of course. He's not going to do that. And I don't know the answer to that. But I think about those things. What is God looking for? He's looking for people who just believe Him. Trust Him. Over 480 times in the Scripture, we find in the New Testament, we find the word faith and belief. God has a lot to say about faith and believing, you see. There's one thing that I believe that'll set you apart from other Christians, and I don't mean that in a wrong way, but I believe there's something that'll set you afire, and that's your faith. That's you living for God. That's you believing God and trusting God. That's what sets a person apart from other folk, you see, because they just trust God. They just live a life of faith. I mean, no matter whatever comes into their life, they just believe God. They trust God. Is it hard sometimes? Oh, yeah, sure it's hard. I don't think Paul jumped up and down when he was and saying hallelujah when he was being stoned to death. Or trying to be stoned to death. I don't believe he was. I don't believe out there in the middle of the shipwreck, out in the sea. I don't think he was hollering, hallelujah, I'm out here in the middle of the water. But he believed God. He just trusted God. So there's a lot of folk that's going to maybe be out in the sea somewhere, maybe not literally, but out in the problems and troubles of life and heartaches of life. And you know what? You're not going to jump up and down and holler hallelujah about that, but you're just going to believe God. You're just going to trust God. And I believe that's a successful Christian life, no matter what situation you're in. No matter what you do as a Christian, what position you might have as a Christian, I just believe it sets you aside when you just walk in a life of faith. You just believe God. Whatever comes your way, you just believe God. You just trust Him. You just go on. You just do what's right, and you just go on for God. I just believe, folks, that sets a person aside. Amen? You see, circumstances doesn't change faith, or it ought not to. Faith ought to change circumstances. You see, you know, circumstances don't come up all at once. Well, if this had not have happened, you know, I'd have been more faithful to God. No. That's foolishness. No. Circumstances don't change faith. Faith is just faith no matter what happens. The hard times, the difficult times, the times when God is testing us, the times when God is trying us. Let me tell you, they were hard and difficult times. Yes, they are. Amen. So most of you have been through them. Some of you may be going through them now. I don't know. It's difficult. But you know what? You just believe God. You just believe. You see, you just do it no matter what. You see, and I believe that's what God's looking for. First of all, I want to say something to you. Faith is not negative. Now, I'm going to take you over to the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians. I want you to listen to me just for a few moments. I just want you to understand what faith is. Faith is not negative. We'll look at it in a minute. Faith is positive. Faith is not negative. And now look at Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verse number 30. He says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." You know, you notice there in verse number 31, he talks about those things that needs to be put aside. He said, let all bitterness be put aside. Listen, faith doesn't have bitterness. Faith don't walk with a bitter spirit. He says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. You see, that's not faith. No, God says, let that be put away from you. That's not faith. Faith is not negative. And I would just ask you, how much of that have you done this week in your walk with God? I'm not trying to pin anybody down. I'm just saying, think about it. Is that a part of your life? Is that what you live, a life of faith? When you're angry at people, you're bitter at people, and you have wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking. He says, put those things away with all malice. See, that's not faith. Faith is not negative. Faith is positive. We're gonna see that in a minute. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, he says, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God's not given us the spirit of fear. We don't have to fear as a Christian. Folks, we've got God. Tough times, hard times, yes. Everybody has them. But folks, we don't have to fear. We've got God. We trust God. God can do anything. Amen. Sure, you don't walk in fear. That's not of God. No, we walk in faith, you see, and believing and trusting God, you see. See, I'm just going to say to you, if you're given over to fear and negative things and hatred and anger and negative, I want to tell you, that's not faith. Now, that's not faith. That's not walking faith. You see, in faith, you see. No, and let me say to you, some people simply just live in the negative. How much of this past week was taken up with those kinds of thinking? The negative, the anger and the wrath and the evil speaking and the problems and, you know, hate and all. How much of our life is taken up with that? That's not faith. No, that's not walking in faith. No way is that walking in faith. You ought to know that, you see. God wants you to trust God, no matter what comes your way. I just happen to believe something. I really believe this with all of my heart. I believe God lets a lot of things come our way to help us to grow. And there's sometimes our hard and difficult times. Sometimes there's things that we just want to scream. Sometimes there's things we want to react. Amen. Instead of act, we want to react. And I'm just simply saying to you, see, God allows those things to straighten us out, and we won't listen. We won't listen to God. We won't hear Him. No, well, that's not faith. God wants you to walk in faith. God wants you to listen to what He's trying to say to you through circumstances of life and other kinds of things that come your way. God is trying to help you and me to grow. And that's the way He does it, you see. And so it's not negative. You've got a negative outlook on life, folks. I just want to tell you, you're not walking in faith. Not mad at you, not angry with you. I'm just saying you need to get that straightened out. You're not walking in faith when you have all them negative attitudes and negative things that run into your life. That's not faith. But let me tell you what faith is. Let's go over to Philippians, the 4th chapter. I want to show you the difference between what we just read, and I want to show you the difference here in Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 6. Well, let's read verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. He says, be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious about anything. He says, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You see the difference between all the negative? See, faith is positive. Faith is thinking upon the good things. You see, faith is expecting God to do something wonderful for you and helpful for you. And if there's a difficult time, you know He's trying to teach you and train you and bring you along in your Christian life, you see. That's why He said, be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. What's He talking about? Just the good things? Just the things which we consider good? You know, them's the things that we think are good? No. God says everything. Everything. Don't make a difference what it is. We don't have to, enjoy them or lack them, but God has a reason for them. Amen? So I'm just simply saying to you, faith is positive. The Bible says that will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because thou trustest in thee. Do you understand? You see, trust keeps your mind upon the Lord Jesus. See, trusting God, you keep your mind on the Lord, you see, and you won't have all these negative thoughts going through your mind all the time. This anger and this hate and all this stuff won't be in your mind if you keep your mind on Jesus. You see, that's positive. Now, what I'd like to ask now is how much of your week has been taken up with that? The good thinking, the great things, the wonderful things that God has done and allowed to come into your life, because it's good and it's profitable. God does all things good. Amen. We ought to thank Him for it, be grateful for it. Amen. Sure, that's positive. That's what faith is, you see. Not only that, not only is faith not negative, faith is also positive, but faith also is obedience. I just want you to listen to your pastor a few minutes. God expects us to obey. When you go back to chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews and you read through that wonderful chapter, you'll always notice it. Their work, their faith of work always constituted them doing something. Noah, he believed God and he built an ark. Amen. Abraham left his country, went into a new country. He done what God said to do. It's obedience. I'm saying to you, folks, we need to learn to be obedient to God. We just need to know. That's faith. You see, faith don't say, no, God, I don't want to do what you want me to do. No, faith says, God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And I look at it sometimes and I wonder sometimes how many times we've had to change our worldly plans because God interfered with it and wanted us to do something else. Or has it vice versa? We had to change plans that God had for us because we got to listen to what the world wanted us to do. You see, then was more important. What I'm saying is faith just says, God, whatever. Listen, folks, you don't have to worry about it. God knows what He's doing. God understands what He's doing. God knows exactly what He's doing. If He interrupts your life sometime, it's okay. Amen. I used that word when Brother Hightower was here. I told him, God just kind of interrupted your life, didn't He, down there having all those souls saved and pastoring there for 15 years. He said, boy, He really did. He said, at first I told him, I said, what do you want me to do that for? I'm already an evangelist. I mean, we've getting all kinds of folks saved. But God said, no, move on out. Get on the road out there and help some churches. See, we just want to do what God says, see. We want to listen to God. We want, and that's what we need to do on an individual basis every day. Don't change the plans God has for us because of some worldly thing that you've got to do. No. You revolve your life around the things of God, what God has planned for you. Amen. If this worldly plans needs change, then you change them, not God's plan. Amen. That's the way we do it. You see, that's walking in faith, you see. Can you imagine? I think back, and there's old Noah out there getting ready to build that boat. And that's a great job. And he looks over here, and he's got Shem and Ham and Japheth. And he says, God, he said, I kind of promised old Shem and Ham and Japheth, I promised them we'd go fishing. Now, I don't know how they'd go and go fishing, because they didn't have any water to go fishing in. But I'm going to go fishing, and we're going to go hunting. Maybe he's going to go hunting over here, and we're going to hunt some of them animals. And he said, I can't start your work today. I've told them I'd do something with them. Oh, I can't imagine that. No. Old Noah got busy building the ark. The Bible says the Bible tells us he was faithful in doing what God said to do, you see. God told him build an ark, and he built an ark. He moved with fear, the Bible says. He just done what God said to do. Now, there's a lot of times we want other plans. We've got other plans. No, God's got plans. Faith takes sacrifice. I've done it myself, folks. I mean, I've done it myself. Sometimes I've sat there and I said, God, I don't want to do this today. This is not what I want to do. I don't know whether you're not probably like that. You probably, some of you don't mind, you know, some of you don't mind God interrupting you. I mean, you know, but I do sometimes. But the whole secret to it is, if he interrupts me and I gripe about it, I don't really gripe, but I say, Lord, I don't want to do that. But the whole secret of it, if I do it. You know, I get these calls all times, and that's the way I want it. I don't want it any other way. I get a call at night. You know, it's not fun getting out of bed in the middle of the night and having to go somewhere. But the secret is you do it, because God called. Amen. Well, Brother Steve, he's up there in the hospital, and Cindy called and said, oh, he's just an accident. And it changed our whole life that day. Donna run from here over to get Cindy and take her where she needed to get to pick up the truck and get that taken care of. And, of course, that was on a Wednesday. And I called and I said, we'll be up there as soon as we can. We'll call. And it was on a Wednesday. Jerry was out because of his surgery there. So I had to stay and preach. But I called him. She said, no, don't come tonight. And we went the next morning, went quickly. You know, I don't like driving to Indianapolis. You guys that drive all the time, I don't know how you do it. I do not like to drive like that. I really don't like to. Amen. And it's better for the crowd out there that I don't. I'm like Mrs. Fulkerson. Amen. We had to pray her all the way back from Texas, and she still let a semi hit her. And kind of bumped her up, you know, and down around. But anyway, Johnny, I'm legal. I mean, don't arrest me. I'm legal. But I don't like driving to Indianapolis. You go up through there and there's all this, you know, this construction going on. I mean, they're constructing up around that airport now. It is something. You know, this way and that way, you know. And you just guide it and hold on and hope you're getting through there. But I don't like that. But you know what? You do it. Why? Because it's right to do it. It's what God's called me to do. You do it because it's right. You do it because God says to. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? That's why we do those things. So I'm just simply saying, folks, we've got to understand, we can't put God's work off. We got to do the work of God, you see. The Bible tells us that old Noah there, he moved with fear, and he prepared an ark for the saving of his family. Boy, was it worth putting all that off? Yeah, I think so. You see, he was just doing. I look back in the Old Testament. I look back at these fellows, and I look in the New Testament, and I think about these men who just walked in faith. I think about Joseph. I think about Joseph a lot of times. And I think, oh, I wish I could have been a faithful man like Joseph. Joseph was a wonderful, wonderful man of faith. Amen. You look at his life. It's amazing. I like to read about his life. You see, he just done what God said. That's what I'll come down to. He just done what God said. I look at Daniel. I like Daniel. I like to read about Daniel. Daniel just did what God said to do. You understand what I'm saying? See, that's faith. You just do what God says. You see, you may not understand it. God didn't tell me I had to get in the lion's den. Told Daniel he did, and he got there. He was put in there, and God protected him, took care of him. He didn't tell me to do all that Joseph did. All those things, my goodness, ended up in jail, and all those things that happened to Joseph, I can't imagine those things. But he just did what God said. What I'm saying is that's what we got to do on a daily basis. We just got to do what God said. I don't remember Joseph crying out and griping and complaining and saying, oh God, why am I going through all this stuff? This is a mess. I don't know why you're doing this to me. No. He just was faithful. See, Daniel wasn't griping down there in the lion's den. Though Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was not griping about going into the furnace. They just doing it because God said to. Amen. God said to do it. And that's the way they do it. I want to tell you something, folks. Parents, I want to tell you something. We're coddling our children nowadays. We're letting them get by with too much. When you're told to do something, they ought to do it. This is silly. You know, it'll teach them and it'll train them to do what God says one of these days. When God comes along and says, I want you to do something, they'll be used to doing it on first time obedience. And we just coddle our kids anymore and they just babied. I mean babied. You know, and they don't do right, you know, and they gripe and complain about this and gripe and complain about that, and they won't do this, they won't do that, and it was shame on them. And we coddle them too much. Amen. Oh, I believe with all my heart. See, we're training them to disobey God. Right. That's exactly what's going to happen. They don't learn to obey mom and dad, they won't learn to obey God. No, they won't. You can say anything you want. No, they won't. You young people, you don't obey your mom and dad, you're not going to obey God. Don't tell me you are, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to deceive your mom and daddy. You're going to deceive God too. Or you think you're going to. See, work that way. See, a life of faith is just doing what God said. You just do whatever God says to do. And then you've always got those out there that's going to try to lead you away from a life of faith. You got folk that don't want to live that kind of life. No, they're not pleased with that kind of life. They don't want that and they want to drag you down. You know, if it's visitation, they want to get you doing something else besides visitation. So winning. No, they'd rather you do something else so they can figure up some way to get you doing the same thing they're doing. Amen. I've known people on Wednesday night, you know, got out of church on Wednesday night because of some other Christian couple just kept going at them and kept going at them. Why are you going on Wednesday night? Let's do this. Let's do it. And they got to doing things on Wednesday night instead of coming to church. Shame. You got to stand up and be a man. Stand up and be a lady. Do what God says. Amen. Don't let all this influence come in on your life. Oh, you got to believe God and do what he says, you see. Sunday school teachers, sometimes you know you got other things that you'd like to do besides study the Bible, get ready for Sunday school. There's a lot of things to do, busy life, but you know what you got to do? You just got to set it. You got to say, this is when I study, getting ready for Sunday. I got to be ready to stand before my class. I just got to be ready. I got to be prepared to get up for my class and study. And I'm going to let anybody else drag me down. I'm not going to let them take me off somewhere else when I ought to be studying. No, you got to be studying the Word of God, getting ready. You see, that's what God wants us to do. See, we just got to be faithful to the things of God. So what am I saying? Faith is obedience. Faith is doing what God says. Amen. Not choosing what we want to do. You know, this church right here, Blessed Hope Baptist Church, started and grew because of the Spirit of God. I want to tell you something. It didn't grow because of man. It didn't grow because of the goodness of man or the ingenuity of man. It grew because of the Spirit of God. God's power grabbed a hold of this church from a very early age and began to work and deal in people's lives. We was a bunch of know-nothings. Well, I'm serious. We was. We didn't know what we was doing. We just believed God. We just trusted God and walked with God and done what he said. And God just done it. You see, it wasn't us. It was God that done it. And I want to tell you something. It's going to take the Spirit of God to do anything in your life. It's going to take the power of God to do anything in your life. We need to quit substituting the power of God for the power of the flesh. Power of the flesh isn't going to get us anywhere. We've got to get back to the power of God, you see. You can't build a Sunday school class. You can't build anything on your power. You can't build anything. Pastor Jerry and I was talking the other night. We was talking the other day here at church, and we was discussing the youth program. We're discussing down there when he meets at 6 o'clock. He said, Dad, he said, I don't know what's going on. He said, my goodness sake. He said, there's, I think you said 30, 40, 40 sometimes. 40 and 50. Where are they coming from? Amen. I mean, really, where are they coming from? Oh, we had a whole bunch of promotions, what we done. We paid them $100 each to come on in here. No, we didn't. What we did, just preach the word to them, teach them the word of God, depend upon the power of God to do what needs to be done. That's what you do. That's the way God blesses the church. You look around and seem like someone said us tonight in our deacon's meeting, said, you know, he said, Pastor, have you looked around? He said, boy, there's not much room in the auditorium anymore. I said, yeah, I've looked around. Why? Why did it happen? Because of some smartness out of us? Some flavor? I mean, we've had all kinds of, you know, promotions. We've given all kinds of things if he'll just come to church. No, we haven't done that. And I'm not saying you don't have promotions. I'm not saying that. I'm just simply saying to you, folks, it's the power of God. We've got to get back to trusting God. It isn't this old power of the flesh. You see, that's just a cheap substitute for the old things of the flesh. That's just a cheap substitute for the power of God. Amen. I just believe it's right to just believe God, that all things are possible with God. I just believe that. See, faith is believing what God said. That's faith. You just believe what it is God said. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You just believe what God says. That'll build your faith. And that's what we do. We find the promises in the word of God, and you believe it. You just believe that God will do those things, you see. When God told Noah, he was going to destroy the world, build an ark, what did he do? He just built an ark. See, it wasn't Noah, it was God. See, just done what God said to do. It's just believing what God says in his word and doing it. Amen? Oh, you'll go back, and I'm not going to do that, but you go back and you find all these men of God, and it's so interesting, so exciting, I think, to read about them and see where that God told them to do something and they did it. I mean, hard things. Gideon out there, 300 men. Are you kidding? Most of us, we'd have been scooting somewhere trying to find us a hiding place. All those other enemies out there, my goodness sakes alive, and 300 men, and he defeated the whole bunch. Why? Because God said to. Amen? So I'm just saying, let's just believe God. Let's just do what God said to do. Jesus told Peter, he said, let down your nets. Peter said, we haven't caught anything, but nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down my nets. Got a whole bunch of fish in his net. Why? Because he just did what God said. See, that's the whole secret. You young people. Folks, just learn to do what God says. Just do what God said. Don't be afraid to do it. When God says to do something, just do it. Just believe God and just do it. Amen? Sure, Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Amen? Wonderful thing. You just believe God. Just believe him. All things are possible if you just believe God. See, I believe that, you see. You see, and I believe this too. I believe faith. Believing God must be based on this book. Come on. That's where our faith is. You see, when God told us he'd provide all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, why do I know he will? Because he said so. I don't need anything else. I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. How do I know I can do that? Because God said I could. See, and you can too. Amen. I mean, it's just simple faith. I don't know about yours, but my faith is very simple. I just believe we have a God that can do anything. And when God says to do something, I know that he has a reason and purpose for it, and we just need to do it. I just believe that, you see. Sometimes just believing something real strong is not faith. I laughed at myself. Have you ever laughed at yourself? Everybody's going, yeah. I laughed at myself these last couple weeks. Something happened. I said to God, I was talking about this thing to him. I said, God, that'll never happen. That can't happen. And I don't mean I was being wrong. I just said, this just cannot happen. But it did. And I'm serious about this. And I laughed at myself. I said, God, thank you. I want to thank you, God, for being God. I want to thank you that you know everything and I don't know nothing. And if you would know what it was, I can't tell the story because it involves some other people and things. And I said, this will never happen. It cannot happen. I'm telling you right now, that's out of the picture. I don't know what they're thinking of, but it will not happen. And it did. Amen. And I said, Lord, thank you for reminding me again that you're God and that you can do anything. I did. I laughed at myself. I really did. I said, you're so funny, Bob. You've You have been down the road a long time. You ought to know better than to do that. You want to try God, just tell him something can't happen. And sure enough, that'd be what happened. And that's exactly what happened to this preacher. And I said, thank you, God. I did. I thanked him over and over, asked him, forgive me. And I said, thank you for showing me that you're just God. You can just do anything. Things that's impossible, God can do it, you see. And I just believe it. I believe God does all things for good to us who love God. I just believe that. And I don't care what it is. It comes hardship sometime. And I just believe God loves me. And God wants to do what's right. And God can do what's right. And he can do the same for you. He's that kind of God. Amen. And we just need to, what do we need to do? Well, we just need to believe him. Just believe him. Even, and let me say this to you, even in the midst of manifold troubles, trials, tribulations, troubles, even in the midst of those, just believe him. Amen. He is still God. And he can do it. Right. Amen. So what do? All things are possible for them that believe. Just believe. Believe God. Amen. Now, folks, put that to practice. I don't walk out of here and say, okay, I'll believe him when I see it. That's what a lot of us say. When I see it, I'll believe it. And that's what Pastor Ross did. When I see it, I'll believe it. And I saw it and I believed it. God can do anything. So let's live that kind of life. Let's just say, God, you can do it. Amen. Now believe him on a daily basis in all the little details of life. Just believe God. And I'll guarantee you, he can do everything. Anything that needs to be done that will glorify him, be according to his word, he can do. Amen. All right, let's pray. Father, again, I thank you so much. Father, I know that faith is believing you. And I thank you so much for who you are. You're the great, the true, the living God. And I trust, Lord, that we'll be a people that will learn more and more about just believing God and what you said in your word. And Lord, it may be a good time tonight for folk to come and say, Lord, I've really doubted you a lot, not really been putting my faith, my trust in you. My faith has been pretty negative and not positive. And Lord, I need to get some things right. I just need to come to you and ask forgiveness and go on and believe you and know that you can just do all things. And so, Father, I trust that you work in our hearts tonight, the will of God be done. I pray concerning salvation. Should there be anyone here unsaved, Father? Well, you know that heart, and you deal with them, you convict, you do whatever it needs to be done, that person would come to know Christ. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.